people of God. This is Regina Perkins, your host of the Regina Perkins Show. I hope you all are being blessed on this Wednesday morning. I praise God. This is hump day. Some people call it hump day. It's the middle of the week. It's the day where I just need a little bit of motivation sometimes to get over on and get on to our weekend. But I just want to bless you this morning. I praise God for each and every one of you that are joining here on the show this morning. Thank God for your support and how you've been following the Regina Perkins Show for these last 2 years. I always give you guys praise for what you do, because truly you could be doing anything else, but you decided to log on to the show this morning. So I bless you all this morning. Something was just kind of heavy on my heart this morning as I woke up, and I just wanted to kind of touch bases and touch the heart of the people of God this morning to find out your, to find your pulse, to find your temperature, to find your temperature and where it is at this point. I know there's a lot of people that are going through a lot of things right now, and we're stepping into the holiday seasons already, where we're well into the holiday seasons and a couple of weeks away from celebrating Christmas, which, you know, some people may not celebrate Christmas, but any time to celebrate the birth of our Lord. I don't care if it's not the day of or whatever the original date of his birth. It is a time that if they're offering reverence to our Father, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then I'm all for it. So I just want to say to you all, you know, hang in there. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on in the world today, and if you keep your mind wrapped around it or focus on it, you can find yourself in a place of depression. You can find yourself in a place of heaviness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because there's so much racket and noise and so much going on around you that you can hardly shield yourself from the things that are happening. And no one says you need to be an ostrich and bury your head in the sand. But I'm just saying, keep your head above the water. Can I tell you that this morning? Keep your head above the water. Hallelujah. Because if you keep on listening to it and keep on wallowing in the mire and the cesspool of this world and the things that are happening, if you continue to keep poking your head around in those things, you will find yourself taking on those spirits of heaviness and anger and malice and the world and the turmoil and the chaotic, the things that are happening, the chaos. It's just, it's a lot, people of God. And I don't know about anybody else, but I've been feeling it, in living in it every day, just like you are. And it's difficult sometimes to keep your mind stayed on him, that you may be kept in perfect peace. But I want to admonish you this morning, even when it looks like that everything is going haywire, can I tell you that God is still in control of this situation? God hasn't left the throne. I want you to keep that in mind. God has not left the throne. God is still looking at each and every one of us. God is still searching throughout this earth and looking for one that would stand in the gap. He said, I sought for one, hallelujah, that would stand in the gap. And Ezekiel said, but I couldn't find none, hallelujah. Can we be the one that he can count on to stand in the gap? Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, you know, we've been in a season of prayer, and many of us have been fasting and seeking the Lord. And I pray that God continues to reveal to you his will, hallelujah. Not just the will of your personal life, but the will of God for this nation, for this country, for this earth, because we're truly headed into the days of evil, the days where there are the days of times that we have to be ready. We have to be ready to fight. We have to be willing, because God has preserved some of us for this time. He preserved you that you'd be able to speak into the hearts of people for this time. And you thought that he had forgotten about you because you felt like you was not being used and you felt like God had thrown you to a side. But I want to admonish you today that per the Holy Ghost, that he is calling you up hither. He's saying, come on up. He's calling you to come forth and to speak into the heart of his people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many of you have looked around and you felt like you were not the one. You said, maybe it's this one or maybe it's that one. It can't possibly be me. But can I tell you that God is knocking on the door of your heart this morning and that he is telling you to come forth, woman or man of God. He's telling you to get up from that dusty place. get up from that place where you said, I can't do this anymore. God is saying to you this morning to get up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had a whole nother word for y'all, but I hear the Lord saying, he said, get up. Hallelujah. He said, shake yourself from the dust. Oh my God. He said, shake off those heavy bands. He said, shake them off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, daughter of Zion, shake them off. Rakotulimyanda. Get up. I almost say, he said, I'm getting ready to take you into a new season, into a place where he can reveal to you his secrets of his heart. Oh my God, today, Jesus, see, we need someone who knows the secrets of God. We don't just need somebody who knows the surface. Hallelujah. You know, I'm a proponent of the word of God, but I'm also a proponent of the spirit, where we need to delve deeper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to put our scuba diving gear on, and we need to go in high and almost say, and we need to be able to go in and get those gems, those precious things, those precious metals that are hidden underneath the earth, that we can bring it back to be able to give the people of God what they need in this time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because some of the things that we need in this time are not going to be those things that we were accustomed and used to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for us to understand that we are getting ready to walk in a season, hallelujah, where we're going to need to know the secrets of God. We're going to need to know how to move and operate in the realm of the spirit. We're going to have to know how to go in those secret places and come out with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. God said there's going to be a time where we come where people are not going to want to hear his word. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. God said that time is now, even now, where we're not even convening in a natural church house, but God said it's time for us to prepare ourselves where we are. Don't go try to create nothing. Don't try to go make nothing. He said, but what I'm doing right now in this season, stay right there. And in that place that you're in, God said, I'm getting ready to reveal to you his secrets. Hallelujah. I don't know who this word is for this morning, because it's definitely not what I was going to talk about. But right in that place where you are, he said, let me deal with you where you at. Some of us trying to make changes right now, but God say, hold up just 1 minute before you go build a building, before you go and do that over there. He said, hold up just 1 minute before you go over there and try to reconvene in this area and in that area. God say, check with him. Ah, yes, Lord Jesus. He said, there's new territory being given out. There's new people, God said, I'm calling forth to the forefront of this thing. The people of God are tired of the same old word. They're tired of the same old stuff. God said, it's so time. How did it be old, sick? For us to come into a new dispensation, a new time, a new season. God said, I'm breathing fresh new life and fresh new things. Oh my God, that we can have a fresh drink of water. Glory to God. Glory to your name, Jesus. So I want to tell you this morning, to stay encouraged. It's not over till God says over. It's not over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did God tell you that it's over? Those things that you've been praying about, God say, hold fast. Don't throw in the towel just yet. He said, I'm not through making you. Some of y'all are in the fire and you said, I can't do this no more, Lord. I can't take any more of this refining. Oh God. But God said, just hold still. Let me cool any unsecabye. He said, hold fast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you give up. Because when you come out this thing, he said, I'm taking you into new territory. And so, Father, I thank you for those who are listening this morning. Father, I thank you that you would give them strength, peace. Father, I thank you that you would turn their lives around, God, and those things that they've been seeking you for. Father, I thank you that you bless them exceedingly abundantly above all they can ever ask or think, according to the power that work within. Father, I thank you that you would cause them to discover, hallelujah, the things that you're causing them to mine and look for and search for, that they would go for those hidden riches and those secret treasures, that they would look deep, deep, deep up in your word, God, that they would dig out of the wells. They would go in the wells, God. I hear God talking about wells, and he said those wells, he wants you to redig some of those wells, some of those places that you stopped up because you was tired of dealing with it. God said redig some of those wells, because out of those wells you will drink from living water. He said there will be living water. So Father, we just thank you for the living water that's flowing today over your servants, over those who are tired, over those that need a refreshing, over those that said, I can't go another day, I pray right now that God will pour out his finest oil upon you, that he will pour it out upon you afresh, and that will cause you to live again, to breathe again, hallelujah, to go again, to know again. That means a fresh new knowing, a fresh new revelation, hallelujah, glory to God. And Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for what you're about to do. With just this short word I just gave this morning, we thank you for it was an arrow, huh? Yeah, by Kosai, that it will go into the hearts and minds of men this morning, and it will cause them, God, to buck up. Hallelujah! I'm gonna say it like that. It will cause them, God, to tally up, to get themselves together, to pull themselves up by the bootstrap, huh? And stick their chest out. It will cause them to strengthen their resolve and know that I am a child of God, huh? And I'm made in his image and his likeness, and there is nothing, hallelujah, that is impossible to him, huh? There is nothing that can stand against me, hallelujah, because I'm in God, and because I'm in God, I have his spirit on the inside of me, hallelujah. No weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. So, Father, we thank you for it, and we give you praise and glory and all of the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you all for joining me this morning for this short word. I hope you got something out of that. Truly, it was an absolute word from the Lord. It was something I just came out of my spirit. There was something else I wanted to speak with you all about, but I allow the Holy Spirit to have his way, because the Holy Spirit knows what his people need. And so I bless you all this morning for joining me on the Regina Perkins Show. Continue to follow me on my social media platforms. Go and follow the Regina Perkins Show on YouTube. You can follow it on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram, Regina Perkins, my personal page. Hallelujah. There's teachings there on my page on Facebook, and also on YouTube. Go to my Regina Perkins ministry page as well. A host of things, archives of the podcast you can listen to. I pray you all were blessed this morning, and I pray you allow this day to not overwhelm you, but you overwhelm this day. Stay strong and stay beautiful. Bless you all. Have a blessed day.